Jim Lawrence is my guest today. Jim, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Rose. Thank you very much.
Jim, it's so nice to have you as a interviewee. Jim wrote a tale, just so the audience knows, that's titled You Never Know. And, well, I could say in a way it's about him, but it's more about somebody that he felt very fortunate to come into contact with in his life. And he was very impressed with learning about her. So I'm going to let Jim tell you just a little bit about this woman named Jane and what motivated you to write about her, Jim.
Well, and to our audience, I had a unique opportunity to stay in a beautiful seaside village in Florida this past February. And I was able to meet a neighbor who a lot of the folks in the neighborhood thought that she was quite gabby, verbiose, but I felt that she had a story to tell, and I felt a responsibility to share her story with a wider audience after I listened to her. And subsequently, Jane received some accolades for her advocacy for autistic children, but that was already in the works before I met Jane and heard her amazing tale. Jane had endured quite a bit of abuse as a young child and was told she'd never amount to college material, but she received her master's and a doctorate and is very accomplished in psychological circles.
I got a kick out of your story, Jim, when you said she was just short of getting her doctorate when she decided she had enough alphabet soup after her name.
That's right.
But I'm not going to go into all the details about her childhood, but it really was horrendous, and I was just startled that schools any time in this century did the kinds of things that were done to her, such demeaning kinds of things. But you'd have to read Jim's tale, but we're not going to share all of that with you now. You'll have to read his tale. But despite all of that, Jim, it was an uplifting tale. It wasn't morose.
I was very inspired by what she had taken with her life. And 99% of what we do in life is not how we react to what happens to us, but how we respond and whether it can inspire us to achieve. And she's a stellar example of this.
Wow, what a wonderful message. You see, Tales to Inspire, Jim, is just that, and you got the message. We wanted tales that really would inspire other people, and yours certainly did.
I'm glad that's what happened and how it came across. I had to use a lot of word craft and rewrites to try to make the tale appealing and not too heavy to people.
That's right. And you accomplished that very, very well. Jim, if you had to tell us about one overriding message that you wanted to get across to your readers, what would that be?
The message that I would really like to get across to the readers is essentially right in the title, that you never really know who you'll encounter, and that every one of us has at least a bit of, I'm not going to get preachy, but of the God force within us that manifests in what we do in life. And just be willing to listen and hear people out and respect the gift that they are, because we all are very special and unique in our own way. And if we give a little leeway to people where they can express that through actions and words, our lives can be so much enriched by this.
I think, too, I love that philosophy of yours, because I think so often we are quick to make judgments about people, just looking at them if they look a little bit different and or behave a little bit differently. We might tend to shun away from them, and they might have some marvelous things to share with us. I had an experience recently, Jim. My husband and I took a course together called Music and Stories. Mm-hmm. And we went to the college. It was an adult ed program. And I took one look at the teacher, and he was anything but appealing in his demeanor. And I whispered to my husband, I'm ashamed to say this now, let's sit near the door in case we don't like this. Well, he turned out to be the most incredible teacher. Once he started, there was something in his demeanor that you loved, and you could feel the kindness and humanity in him. And every week we sat a little bit closer to the front because he had so much to share. So I think it's an important message for all of us to, you know, the old saying, don't judge the book by the cover.
Mm-hmm. And you see, Lois, you
yes.
never know.
You never know is right. Give people that chance. What a wonderful message to give to your readers. And I hope as they read this story, they're going to keep that in mind. Jim, let's go on to another tract for a minute. What
okay,
was your
sure.
reaction when you learned that your peers had voted your tale as a finalist?
To preface that, I'm writing a book about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which I was diagnosed as an adult as being one of the most severe cases that they had seen at Harvard Medical School. So I felt elated that I had some positive input from other writers because it made me feel that I may have what it takes to succeed as a writer, and it gives me more fuel to use when I'm writing my own book. But
well,
I felt very gratified.
Oh, Jim, I hope that comes to be for you. I really do, because I think you do have a gift and you have a lot to share. And I didn't know that piece about you until just this moment. So, and that makes it a little bit harder to sit down and buckle down sometimes, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. But it also gives you a gift of hyper-focus, where
mm-hmm.
you can actually zone out and work on what you need to work on and to the almost a myopic view of what you do, and you tune out everything else. Sometimes that's not too good when you need to respond to other people, but if they understand your position, they can live with it.
And now I see why you understood Jane so well.
A kindred spirit.
That's exactly it. That's right. Jim, let me ask you another question. I like to find this out from every author who contributes to this project. How did you find out about Tales to Inspire to begin with?
I think I saw it somewhere on the net, and I'm not sure exactly where I saw
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, my God, this looks like it'd be a great tune-up.
Because of the inspirational aspect to it?
Yes. And
mm-hmm.
and I saw it after I had met Jane and heard her story. In
right.
detail.
Yes.
And I said,
yes.
oh, my God, this is divine intervention.
Oh, wonderful. And you see it was. Apparently it was, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's still bearing fruit. That's kind of nice.
Good, good. Jim, what did you like best about this Authors Helping Authors project and contest? I have to put those into one sentence because it was both.
Now, the thing that I like the best about this is the synergy of the collective energies of all the authors and how everyone seemed genuinely interested in helping others achieve their goals.
Yes, and that was, of course, one of my goals when I started to think about doing something like this and putting it together, that I really wanted it to be a project where one author could help another. And that's why the way I set up the judging, where every author was also a judge,
mm-hmm.
Was important to me. Did you find that difficult, or did you find that's a nice piece of the pie?
I thought that was an integral and a nice piece of the pie, and
mm-hmm.
And it was great to see the love that came from all different directions, in all different directions.
Yes, yes. I understand just what you mean, because I really got the sense that most people put their hearts into the judging. And one of the authors told me she felt a little bit intimidated by it, because she thought, is she doing herself in by judging somebody else's tale more that might come in with a score higher than hers? But I explained that. Did you feel that at all?
No. I just felt that it was right to give an honest assessment and be positive in how you described somebody's tale, because you have to understand that, much like what I did, everybody was speaking of writing from the heart, and that's a precious and a sensitive
and
area to come from.
Interestingly, it really this attracts a certain type of writer and a certain kind of human being. So for me, it's been a very enriching experience, because I have met the nicest people through it, including you, Jim.
Well, thank you very much, Willis.
Yeah.
And likewise.
Thanks. Jim, is there anything else you'd like to share with your audience before we say goodbye?
Well, I would like to extend my gratitude to everyone who took the time to read my tale, and especially you, Willis, because you've provided a venue to many people that didn't exist before this, in this particular fashion. And to that, I salute you and all your efforts.
Jim,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for that. And I have to tell you, it's, you know, and I'm sure you know this, in life, sometimes the more you give, the more you get in return.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gotten a lot in return for this. It's been more work than anybody would ever conceive of, but and more work than I ever conceived of. But it's had its frustrations. There's no doubt about it. But it's also given me a great deal of pleasure and joy. So Jim, I hope we'll meet again, and I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, and. And I'll make sure that we meet again, Lois.
Good.
God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.